Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, good to be with you again today to pray. So I invite you to settle into your space of prayer and begin with me to make your own acts of faith and hope and love. I think that's the best way to begin our prayer, is to come into a spiritual space with our minds and hearts and enter into that wavelength of grace of the theological virtues with the Lord, the way he thinks in faith, hope, and love, right? So I believe in you, Lord. I believe you're here present, want to speak to me. I trust in you. I reaffirm my confidence and my trust in you. And I love you. I really do. I love you in my choices each day, and the way I use my time, the way I think, the way I judge. Try to express that love by conforming my heart, my mind, my lifestyle, my choices, my priorities to you, to your gospel, to your truth. I love you, Lord, for that. Try to love you more. And pray, Lord, that you keep instructing my heart how to love you better. Right? That's what I need. Grateful, Lord, for your gifts. I think about all the gifts and blessings you've given me. I'm grateful for them. Thank you. And I humble myself in your presence, Lord. I come to learn, to receive from you. To presume, again, not to dictate, not to be the one who stands and tells you, but the one who sits humbly at your feet and listens, a disciple, one who's learning to walk the way you walk, to speak the way you speak, to decide the way you decide, right? So inspire me, Jesus. Open my heart up to you. And now I move into this gospel, Luke 12, 1-7, continuing to build on some of the other gospels that we've meditated on, gospel of this Friday. And so I read, Jesus, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. And Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven, that is the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. So Jesus, this is a beautiful passage that I want to learn from you, learn from what you want to speak to me today in this passage. And I love the opening contest that always speaks to me a lot, Lord. It says people were crowding together. They were trampling one another underfoot. There was a fever pitch of interest in you, of following you, of wanting to hear, get close, almost a concert-like fervor and passion and mayhem and crowd and energy around you, that people were so eager they were almost tripping over one another, trampling another underfoot, as it says here in Luke 12. And in this context, you know, the gospel writers aren't necessarily doing a play-by-play, but they're saying, hey, in this context of fervor and attention and everyone wanting to hear Jesus, this is the truth that Jesus chose to speak to his disciples. Beware the leaven, that is the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. And Jesus, that strikes me, that you chose in the midst of your popularity and your success to tell your disciples, hey, be careful of hypocrisy of the Pharisees. Which strikes me, Jesus, because it's like, hey, when you're at your top, when everybody wants to hear, when you're in charge and people are listening to your interpretation, you're the professor in front of the room, you're the father speaking at the table to your family, you're the one in authority, you're the priest that people listen to. There's a risk there of hypocrisy, that what you say isn't backed up with what you choose in darkness, in hiddenness, when no one's watching. Because you can, there's a lie that's easy to fall into, that who I am is who other people think I am. And when I'm at the top of my game and they all think I'm amazing, I've got great words to speak, they're tripping over themselves to hear me, you can think that's who you are. And Jesus saying, no, there's hypocrisy there. It's a risk. There's nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. So what you're saying in darkness, it's going to be heard in the light. Like, that's going to be your public. That's who you are. Or at least it's a big part of who you are, right? So what happens in the dark is going to be proclaimed in the light. What's said and is going to be from the mount, the housetops, right? I love, Jesus, that truth you're reminding me now in my prayer of confession. Like, when we admit to those things in public, in confession, before the priest, before God, that's a beautiful thing, because you're not saying it in the dark. You're revealing it. You're already saying it in public there. Even the things you're ashamed of that happen in the dark, when you're admitting them, bringing them into the light of Christ and the sacrament, admitting to other people, owning it, recognizing it, you're already proclaiming it to the housetop. So you don't need to be afraid, because it's already public. It's already out there, and it can be forgiven, can be addressed, can be owned, can be grown from. So it's already proclaimed. You don't need to fear. And then, Jesus, you move on. You relate, like, hey, don't be afraid of the things that you're often afraid. You're going to kill the body. That you're afraid of what people can do to you physically. The natural fear there of fight or flight, of preservation of your life, and that's understandable, but that's not really what you should fear the most. You need to fear and have a kind of a fight or flight for your soul. The one who can damage your soul in hypocrisy of hiding and thinking, hey, I can be doing or thinking or saying these things in the dark, no one's going to know in the end. It's not really who I am. Who I am is what people think I am publicly. Now, you need to fear the one who leads you into that lie, leads you into that duplicity. Because don't fear what they can do to your body. Fear what can happen to your soul through hypocrisy. Don't be afraid. And then trust. So it's not just, don't be afraid of that. Be afraid of the one who can hurt your soul. But also, are not five sparrows sold but two small coins? Yet none of them escape God's notice. Like, you can trust God. He sees and knows everything. You can trust him. He'll be your defense. He'll be your protection. So live confident, truthfully, trustfully in all areas of your life, at all levels of your life. Trust God's going to take care of you. God's going to protect you. You don't need to protect yourself. You can trust him, right? He knows the hairs of your head. Don't be afraid. You're worth more than that. Because what leads to hypocrisy is sometimes I want to control and take care of myself. I want to be the one that decides when to be on, when to be off, what I can permit, what I can't. No, don't think about being in charge of your own life. No, you just respond to Jesus always, sincerely, public and in private. Be coherent, consistent, follow Jesus, trust in him. Don't be a hypocrite. Live it 100% all the time. Be you. Be a follower. And then God will take care of you. That's what you're saying to me, Jesus. That's what you're speaking to me today. Trust. Be abandoned. Accept the consequences of fidelity to Jesus. Be okay with that. And then God watches over everything. He'll raise, he'll protect, he'll honor, he'll reward all things. So Jesus, I pray for that grace, maturity, sincerity, of coherence between public and private, between what goes on the rooftops, what happens in secret, all that. The whole package of my heart and my life I put before you and ask you, Jesus, to guide me in ways that are level and smooth. Lead me, protect me, defend me. And anything that needs the light of the gospel, the light of your sight, Lord, I expose it to you for you to heal, for you to transform, for you to forgive, for you to see. I hide nothing from you, Lord. I want it to be known. Amen. I encourage you to form your own resolution for the day. How you want to let this truth of the gospel enlighten and lead and heal. Your choice is your life. Once you've settled on that and offered it to the Lord in your heart, and close with me and go into your day with confidence and trust. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.